Oh, godsy model, meckly tootsy tay, tattletale and breath and blemish on my cooth now pooth in the hootsy play. Why, what's wrong with you there?
How?
Are you going to the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm not feeling so good.
Good.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. You're going on the boat with the girl.
What girl?
Paula.
What girl are you on with?
The Vietnamese.
Oh.
The Chinaman. She's from Ching Chang Tuong and Take the Thai Food. Now, Wen King Chang Hang Fong. Yeah, takes from here
Why
to Hong Kong.
Why do you always call his girlfriend? You shouldn't call his friend.
Sorry.
They see how silly you are.
Yeah.
Why did you call her? How is your brother?
Good.
You called her or she called you?
She called me.
What does she want from you?
A blowjob.
Are you looking for a job?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna get her a job?
Yeah.
You wanna be looking for a job.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're gonna do. You're a man without a job. Are you doing anything about it, honey?
I couldn't call Esther.
You shouldn't call Harrison.
Yeah!
That's not right. You're not being fair to your brother.
My brother.
I wonder if you were the cause of the breakup.
Maybe. I think I may have played a part. Pretentious little pretty pro.
Wait, what are you going to do with his girlfriend?
I'm sorry.
Keep away from your brother's friends.
Okay.
They're nice friends, and you make them look how silly you are.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? You have nothing better.
Ronnie Lutidray, and I'm knowing I've been gay, and I'm trying to the world. Your glory has come in my funny little
Alex.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
I can't keep you on. I'm expecting a call.
What?
Mommy's supposed to come and pick me up.
And launch into the sun, a holy song.
Okay.
And chicken bow, yeah! I've been thinking
Alex,
of my Compton, like we're
like
fucking stomping, like going to Kelly Lana.
When you talk like that, you talk like a fool.
Like Lin-Manuel?
Don't talk like that, honey.
Huh.
You're not a fool.
Oh my God.
What's the matter?
I just love you, is all.
Tell us right now, here, live and impulsive. She's giving him a real serious look. A look that they only understand.
No way.
She's pregnant.
Jake Paul's mom is pregnant. He scolded me with a hot oil stone. He's a Ron Hart and a Moklin, toothy bear, coughing guy with a bone, dog without a home.
What are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
My brother.
Who are you talking about, honey?
My gay daughter, that's the last of the daddy lady that is a little bit of a chilly, like my brother, that's in Bradgerton.
I don't know what you're saying. You're talking blah 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 blah.
And Shifty Blue and Sigma Team, opening blah.
Okay. don't talk like that, honey. You talk silly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're too smart for that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You shouldn't bother and bother your brother's friend.
Bah.
That's not good.
Bah.
Where do you get off bothering his girlfriend?
I get off all the time, dear.
They don't call you.
No.
The girls don't call her. You probably call her.
I do.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You were the one that broke him up, I bet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you did.
Yeah, Abe.
Stop talking like that.
All right.
Why are you so mean?
Huh?
Why are you so mean?
Because it's keen to be green. I'll talk to Pines, Proud Hackson, that's a debt. Unless to metitude, I'm a bit excellent out multitude, and burdened childless friend. I totally felt since this hostage straight, a blend huckled, sensible, a tuckled,
said, mustitute,
the humbly try, totally go
up in the middle. I'm sorry, I have to hang up because I'm expecting a call from Paula.
What?
And I'm supposed to be ready, okay?
I love you.
Take it easy, sweetheart. Don't be a fool.
You're smart. Smart. By being smart, is
talk. Just get away from talking stupid.
Smash, 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 smart.
What?
What?
What did you say?
What was that?
Well, I don't know. You farted, jerk. All right, Alex. I'll talk to you
another
day. Okay. I have to get off. Bye-bye, Alex. I love you.
You're cool.
Bye-bye, dear.
See you, Trick.
Bye-bye.
Shut it. That was weird. Martin Luther King on Fortnite. Where? Hey, can you talk for a minute? I know you're probably heading out.
Yeah, a few minutes, yeah.
You're gonna leave at 10 p.m. tonight?
What?
Nothing.
What?
Late start on the short flight, I guess.
I didn't hear what you said. Am I gonna what?
I was lackadaisic, like, I forgot the even time.
I can't hear what you're saying. What are you saying?
My room is not tidy. It's something to hide.
Okay, if you're going to speak in rhymes, I'm going to hang up because I can't.
Yeah,
I can't hear what you're saying.
All of us.
What?
I don't have that much to say.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wanted to wish you a safe drive. Yeah. Well, Joe is going to get her while you tidy up.
No, I'm going to get her.
How come you're driving? Don't you have a lot of things to do?
I know, but I want to help her gather her hearing aids together. And also, there's a dead bird outside that is being eaten up by maggots. And I want to throw
a lot
it
of maggots.
So I was just about to go do that before I left.
Yeah. You're busy. You're really busy.
Yeah, so what else is doing with you? Did you see your brother yet?
No. You seem to know where he is all of a sudden, though. How come you ask me?
I don't know where he is. He's home.
Okay, you said to me like a day ago, when's he coming back? Was that for me or about for
him?
No,
I wasn't sure.
Right. Well, now you know.
Yeah. Did you talk to him?
He's busy with work, but he wants to watch a show Well, he wants to watch 10 episodes of a show because he was so busy all summer, but he really wants to watch Dave.
Which show?
Dave. It's the one Joan watched. Dave.
Dave?
Dave. Joan watched it and told you about it on FX.
What's it called?
Dave.
Spell it.
David. As in beautiful
okay.
man. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching 9 Perfect Strangers. I liked it. It was good.
Is that the cubed version of the docuseries about the autistic brothers?
No, it's with Nicole Kidman.
I was wrong about Churchill. He didn't totally have he had mood disorders, and depression was the biggest referred to informally colloquial as black dog. That was what his manic depressive it was an open secret, and I didn't know you didn't know he had any psychoses, which that was really what the movie was about. But Gary Oldman is a tremendous actor. Yeah, it came out 4 years ago, but it's not like it was the motif. It's not like a line. I don't remember lines of movies either, but.
How's the classes coming along?
Fantastic. Were you mad I dubbed you for a fake class yesterday? I said I can't call you the classes. They ask questions and stuff in order to get credit, so I'm literally just testing the process. I'm only doing 2 a day for like 4 or 5 days, and I.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No,
yeah,
but I just like testing it. They ask you questions interactive on the thing. I don't know how they would have done it pre-COVID, I'm sure. So one guy asked a question about how many are returning to the office, who isn't returning at all, and no one except maybe like 5 people responded that they're going to return 5 days a week. But no one said they're getting rid of their office either. Everyone said mostly you have to come in maybe 1 or 2 days to see your manager. In the future, but they were at like, because I'm taking relevant things about the market, like with COVID and technology and networking, so I found things that made it worthwhile every time, like dubbing you. I wouldn't ordinarily do it for a fake class, but like there was a set time that I had to see.
It's not a fake class, it's just you're not using it for a credit. But it's funny, I actually found your license registration, and it up 3/31/2022. So that means it's up like in 6 months.
Well, I have to renew it in 3.
Right, but when will the? How many credits do you need?
I have to do the same thing in about 13 months. For real?
No, that's what I'm asking you. How many credits do you need to do before you renew the registration past 3/31?
0.
Really? They give you a grace period?
No, it's a retroactive type deal where the past 3 years was grace, including the 4-month period I'm in starting active. So that's when I'll have to start doing it in 4 months.
In H, you have to do it prior to the end of the 3-year period. So
this was grace.
It's still grace period?
Still grace. I sent you the chart.
I couldn't understand it.
It's really difficult.
It's
I'm sure
difficult.
A lot of people couldn't.
Yeah. I couldn't understand
it. I couldn't
it,
understand
like,
it two times looking. It is. I don't know why they do that. It's retarded,
that's
actually.
That's why I hope you're doing the right thing. You should call and submitting questions. You should call them.
Okay.
And actually,
if you
really want to understand.
Yeah. Well, I study code, so I would hope, actually. I didn't understand it the first time, but,
mm-hmm.
It's bad. Anyway. Yeah, I'll call if I have any questions.
Yeah.
They're good classes, you miss them. Watch the Spike Lee in the Hamptons, but, The Spike Lee mockumentary.
And what's that called?
It's called New York City, 9/11 to 2021 and a half epicenters. But it's New York City. HBO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, HBO Spike Lee New York City. It's
okay.
The front thing. I recommend it. It's like the Brute. It's like the Brutes, but he's covering everything from. It's not as sad as you think. It's good. Like,
it puts everything in the dramatic overtone, with strong narratives, interesting case studies.
So how come you decided not to come?
It seemed a little annoying, and I want to see you, and I feel bad about that, so we'll see each other in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. But it's fun for you guys, and you're going on a boat.
It's not definite.
You know? Oh, it's not definite?
No, it's all weather dependent.
And the lambda, I guess. Oh, only weather, not like COVID or anything.
That
makes sense. All weather different. Well, wouldn't you guys do it a different day if you got rained out? But I mean, the weather's so weird; it would probably rain.
And tomorrow, I'm going to maybe golf.
Okay.
And then that is a free day. Oh no, Saturday we have to watch. Oh God, I have to do. Someone who works for me, a baby shower.
On Zoom. Wow. Wait, someone that works for you currently, or who had worked? That sucks.
Yeah,
that sucks. Because if they weren't working for you at the moment, you totally wouldn't be like on that.
Well, I went to her wedding. She's a very nice
girl. Oh, Persian chick.
No.
Oh.
And then right after that is Chris Trahey and Susan Trahey's son.
Another Zoom?
Yes, right after it.
Wow, and you never really do Zooms like that.
Well, I'm just going to. What?
Graduation?
Wedding.
Oh, Sean or Kevin?
Sean. No, they're both.
Well, they're both engaged, I heard, right?
Kevin's getting married this weekend. Sean's getting married in January. So.
Wow, Kevin finished quick with that one.
He's an actuary.
Where is he working? Virginia?
He was working.
Is he in Atlanta or Virginia?
He was down in Atlanta, and then his company is from New Jersey, and they said we're going to give you a promotion, but you have to check into the office.
Is it an actuary company, or is it a company and he's an actuary? Is it insurance?
You're not listening. His company said you have to check in twice a week, so he had to move back to New Jersey. So he's living in New Jersey. Townhouse with his fiance.
Nice.
And now they're getting married.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And the wedding is in Virginia, and Uncle Jim is going, but Aunt is not. So Uncle Jim is going alone.
Is she scared of COVID? Who cares?
I don't know. Yeah. They're only going 30 people to the wedding, and they're Zooming us in, so they invited me, Joe, and Nani to watch.
Wow. Oh, so they're actually Zooming people in. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work, but that's going to be Saturday. Yeah.
I wonder if, like, her parents wanted it, because I can't see the Traheys, like, caring that much about a Zoom.
Well, they actually called me, also. I spoke to them.
That's lovely.
And I'm going to send them a gift and everything, but I didn't do it yet.
Aw. Well, oh my God, and two in a row.
Yeah.
Talk about double...
I know.
Double try.
I'm actually disappointed you and Harrison are going to be there in case I have a problem with my phone. Because it's probably
easier. What do you mean?
It's probably
just put a charger on it and.
It's probably easier to watch on a laptop. You know.
Oh, like, you wanted one of us to bring a laptop.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have my little phone.
Oh my God! Yeah, because it's gonna be a long. It's not like 30 minutes. Well. No, the ceremony would probably be 30 minutes, right?
And I don't know how they're going to do a baby shower like that either.
That's going to be weirder because the wedding is something that, like, they have people for. Like, planners and things who, like, do that or whatever.
Yeah.
But baby shower. How long do you think you would have to be on? 20 minutes max? It's so strange. That is really weird doing. Do you want to come in the baby? I wonder if it's going to be you just one-on-one or if it's going to be a lot of people on the Zoom baby
show.
I don't
even know how it's going to... I have no idea. I never did something like
this. Oh, wow.
All these funerals and cubicles and I don't get invited to.
I feel like funerals aren't as there was so much uncertainty in the beginning of the pandemic. If someone, nothing like this was going on. These are happy things. Or they were happy things
right,
pre-pandemic.
The point is, I don't know how you
do. No, but there was no wedding happening on Zoom and baby showers in the pandemic. Like, especially the first few months. And that was when a lot of funerals, unfortunately, where a lot of people died of COVID.
Yeah.
You know?
So
it was only funerals.
I really don't. I don't know how it's going to work now. So.
I've never heard of anything like that. Well, the wedding is, like, more understandable, but, like...
Wow. And the
hang tight.
The connection there is very iffy. That's why I was like,
yeah,
it
is.
Keep that healthy.
Well, nothing we could do about the connection.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Joe Bell.
We'll see.
Oh, wow. 12 U.S. troops just killed in Afghan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they're bombing airports. ISIS-K. It's a new unit. It's radicalized Taliban, as if that's a thing. They're so extreme, they got kicked out of Taliban for how... They got kicked out of the terrorist organization for how bad of terrorists these guys are. ISIS-K. Like,
oh my God.
A fucking perverse methane cereal pill.
Oh my God.
ISIS-K. Like, ICUK. They're horrible, evil people. So it's important that we're all aware. I'm so militant, like, Rebecca is for the environment. But
guess what Rebecca's doing?
You
she's
love Rebecca.
She's in New Hampshire now, and she's going for her mess help because she thought it would help her apply to medical school.
That's such a bad idea. It's to try and prolong, like, one license by... trying to do another.
I don't know.
Because I've heard of actually people doing that at work. Wait, so you're saying she didn't get into medical school? She didn't apply?
I don't think she even applied yet, but she's getting a MPH.
Yeah.
MPH.
Oh, is it just 1 year thing? Or two?
I don't know. It's probably a year.
Oh, just 1 year?
Yeah. She's an emergency medical technician.
Wow. It's crazy she has that job. Thinking of EMTs, you have to see the Spike Lee thing. It's a lot about EMTs and also especially people who bag the bodies.
Oh, wow.
No, but it's like interesting. It's a lot like Do the Right Thing.
Mm.
But, that's really what it's like. And I was watching another thing about just history of movies, and it did the 80s. Some from CNN to HBO. But it said that the ending of Do the Right Thing was such an incredible scene. And that movie came out 30 years ago. But at the ending, there's like a BLM-type riot when a cop suffocates a black guy and kills a black guy in front of a crowd of black people. And, like, it gets into the race things a lot. And, like, it's not as militant as you would think for something that goes so much into detail about COVID affecting race and right. It's really not about race. It's about, like, the mayoral gubernatorial system of New York City and how everything is just like a domino waiting to implode. It was good.
Wow.
I think you should see it. No.
I will.
It's severely entertaining, but just missing sister, and hopefully Nani has it. I spoke to Nani just quickly right before I called you that she's sighing and crying and said she doesn't feel good. But I said, are you going to Hamptons? She's like, yeah. So,
get over this. All right.
Yeah. Well, wish you luck. Let me know how those things are. That sounds cringe. What isn't these days? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a good time. I'll see my brother 1 or 2 days. Sorry, and I'll see you in the coming weeks. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You sound so excited to get you.
I'm just tired.
It's like you're going on like a retreat, like a conference retreat.
To the basement guys, my basement came to look at it.
You're literally doing what, like, CEOs who are, like, semi-retired for, like, either to win. I'm seeing, hearing about some of those type things in, like, the conference, networking seminars in the classes that, like, they'll go to, like, somewhere in Florida, and it's, like, a day of golf, and then networking, and all that, so many, like, just random business meeting and icebreakers and shit, and then maybe, like, a yoga thing or something. That just sounds like something that you're doing, just, like, a business retreat. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like you kind of like, well, not the Trahey wedding and like a random baby shower.
The random baby shower.
I know, that's...
That's the worst.
Yeah. The wedding will be more interesting to see how they do it, and like...
Yeah.
You've never met the girl even, I'm sure.
And I wonder how I'm going to get off of it. Like, that's another thing, because...
I'm sure after the ceremony, everyone is going to hang up.
No, I mean the baby shower. How am I going to get off of it? That's first. That's a 12. And then the other one is a 2.
Just say your mother needs to go out.
Yeah.
It's at 2 o'clock, the baby shower?
12. And then the wedding is at 2.
12 is hard, because that's, like, the beginning of the day, but it's also all day.
Yeah.
And it's midday. You can't use any beginning day excuses. It's the worst possible time, 12.
No.
2, I'm sure you'll be off by 2:45, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But, that 12, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll call you and before and or after. But your ear is going to be radiating. And it's the same day.
It's the same day.
Oh, my. Oh! I'm sure you thought of this. You have a wedding to go to. That's why you'll have to go get off the baby shower. You're double booked a wedding.
I know.
Well, you're probably going to say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get off. You have a wedding at 1 o'clock. But then... Then you have to stay. And if you do it too close together, they'll probably know you're lying. If you say, like, it's the same time. Now, just hearing my nasal cavity evacuate nodules is making you drained and lackadaisic.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How do the girls like the gifts?
I don't know if they got them yet. They only got one that I did the
yeah.
calls in. They opened it up.
I hope you got, like, the tracking or whatever in case, like, something...
I kept...
UPS has been so bad, they're losing one out of every 100 things.
I kept one of them for Christmas. I'm not going to get one of them for Christmas. I sent to Squirrel Girl and a couple of other things. And Peppa Pig. And,
Peppa Pig?
And the Hulk outfit, but I didn't send to the Avenger Girl.
Wait, Peppa Pig?
I'm going to save that for Christmas.
Okay, Peppa Pig?
Yeah, Peppa Pig.
That was my old client. I got a Peppa Pig thing. It's actually upstairs in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
No, I did the R&D study. I did the R&D study for Peppa. I wrote a paper on Peppa Pig.
Funny. Hold on one second.
Can I hang up?
No, hold on a minute. I just sent it to you. Look what Mark posted on Facebook. It's so cute. She really opened her room. Look what she did. She took the doll. Did you see it? A Hulk doll in girl clothes.
Aw, that is cool. I like the Hulk. Good night and he made it?
No, Molly did it.
Molly made that?
Somebody got her a Hulk doll, and she dressed it up and put it to bed.
Oh, she's old enough to make things, I guess.
Yeah, she didn't make it. That's doll clothing.
Yeah, no, it's like that's like a toy with accessories. Like, no, it looks good. It looks like something that like came in the store or something. There's,
oh, I know.
So it's many pervs have weird toys. They make them like. Cute. That's funny that she likes Hulk. You were a tomboy. Not that she's. This is all pretty in pink, but. I mean, he's a character. It's like fucking Scooby-Doo and Clifford.
It's cute.
It is. Mainstream.
Did you wish them a happy birthday?
I wish the girls a happy birthday. I didn't get to wish everyone, like, children of children happy birthdays. I wish Aunt Zanny a happy Father's Day, so we'll take it from there.
Oh, that's nice.
I wish Uncle Jim a happy Father's Day, but, like...
Did he answer?
He did, but then Aunt Sue kind of answered for him after he sent, like, a thing, and then she said Uncle Jim was so touched by the thing. I'm like, the fact that you have to tell me that makes it feel like I shouldn't have even sent it, but she's... It's funny, like, there was a problem or something with an Atlanta USPS, so I did reach out to her, and I sent her I probably shouldn't have even done this, but I showed her something that an eBay seller said to me that sounded almost like schizo about the mail... There is a problem with USPS. They are losing things. But I said, is there an issue with the USPS by you? And then she said, no, not. And she sent me a whole long paragraph how her USPS is fine and everyone in their community is like wealthy people who get all their mail perfectly. And then I show her that it's from someone like sending me like schizo stuff that the package may get lost if it's because of USPS. And she said, it's because it's a scam or whatever. It's a scam. But there actually are USPS problems, and some packages did get lost. And I just wasn't sure if the person was scamming me. And then the thing came in fine, and there actually are issues. But she said, no, there's no issues with USPS. I've never heard of anything. And, like, so... And I'm the one at fault asking the weird question, but, like... It was like somehow she told me...
Joe took the things to mail to me. I wonder if he did USPS with FedEx.
There are a lot of issues, but,
Oh, so he did... Oh, he used USPS.
Yeah, there are issues with it, but only, it seems, like, 1%. Oh, if you take a picture of the receipt, I could look up where they are.
I threw it out.
Oh, it's fine. I don't think they're lost. I just don't know how you'll know if the girls don't text you immediately.
Oh,
wow.
Well, I better ask them.
Well, wait. No. Wait. I would wait until the weekend.
I should have thrown it out.
No, things take about... 2 to 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, if it came Saturday, like, that wouldn't even make sense, I would say. It takes way longer than paper mail.
Okay.
Sorry. You probably need to hang up.
Well, I
want
to say hi, you know.
Yeah. All right, give my love.
Especially if you said she's crying.
She is.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over there.
Sure. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Good luck.
Love you.
Bye. My mom can't speak to me without laughing. It's so awkward. I love David! I love him!
Alex, I cannot talk to you now. You're taking the phone away from I need it now.
What?
I can't talk to you now.
You're in the Hamptons? You're
bye
in the Hamptons?
I'll talk to you tonight or tomorrow.
I love you dearly.
I love you, too.
I love you.
Bye-bye, darling.
I love you, darling.
Don't talk. talk foolish.
Oh, Dolly. Yes, she said she loved me to my banana. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. Check it right.
Oh, my love, yeah. I'm in love, yeah. I replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come.
Bad.